This is tape two with Mrs. Montana Haynes for the Upper Piedmont Black Heritage Project. We are taping in Seneca on May 8, 1990. I am Yolanda Harrell. Mrs. Haynes, I had asked you about singing schools on tape one, but we ran out of tape. So I'll ask the question again. Did you ever attend singing schools when you were young?
No, I never attended some singing school.
You said you were in choirs and things like that, but you never went to definite singing schools.
I belonged to the choir. That's where I got my training for singing.
Mm-hmm.
We belonged to different choirs in the church and also in school.
Oh, in church and school. Yeah. Okay. Do you remember any occasions when black and white people came together to worship? When you were young, I'm speaking of. Not recently, but when you were little.
When I was in high school,
uh-huh.
A group of white children and black children had a singing contest.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Which was very enjoyable. And we've had programs where we attended together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But my people didn't put much interest in going to things like that.
Yeah.
It would only be a few of us. And years ago, we used to have people to come from New York and learn the musical programs
mm-hmm.
in our school.
Oh, I see.
And they were white.
Uh-huh.
And in that way, we learned how to appreciate our singing.
Uh-huh. What about kinds of groups within your church? We were talking about religion on the other tape. Were there women's groups in your church when you were little, men's groups of any kind?
Yeah, they all had the religious club.
Uh-huh. What kinds of clubs? What clubs were those?
Well, they had men's clubs where they discussed the business part and also where they helped to build schools.
Oh, I see. And there actually were clubs in the church that helped to build schools.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And the women always had the missionary society
mm-hmm.
in the church, which in the missionary society, they helped Africa and different places that needed help.
Mm-hmm.
And they had little clubs for children called the Sunshine Club.
Oh.
And that club also would help needed people. It would help to give sick people fruit.
Oh, fruit, you said?
Fruit. Uh-huh. We would carry baskets to different people that were sick. And then we would, it was nice back then to sit with each other, but if we were sick, the club, somebody out the club. And if it would die, then the club would get together and care for food and help the family, make the family happy as they could.
Right. Take care, sort of a caring ministry kind
yeah.
of thing.
Uh-huh. And these clubs were divided into groups.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of, they had the married ladies club, and then they had the single ladies club, and then they had the children's club.
So there were some youth groups. There were some children's groups, too.
Yeah, they had all of that.
Oh, good.
And they were kind of divided in groups according to their schooling, whatever grades they were in.
Uh-huh.
That was a big help. And then the young ladies, and the young married ladies, and then our mothers had mm-hmm. their missionary society. And in these missionary clubs, they would have what, they would get together and have what we call now conventions.
Yeah.
And in the conventions years ago, they had the soul artwork. That was to help raise money for the needy
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
But the missionary society did a lot of work for Africans,
mm-hmm.
which they don't bother with that much now,
mm-hmm.
but it did years ago.
It was bigger then.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'd like to go on to education. When you were a child, when you first started school, you said you went to school before you were six. Yeah. Is that right? Were you,
yeah.
What, were you 5 years old?
I don't know, but I was before I was six. I imagine I was over five.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was just considered more between 4 and 5.
Between 4 and 5, you went
yes.
to school.
And why did I get to go to school? I went to boarding school.
I was going
to
ask you, where did you go to
I
school?
I went to St. Augustine Institute. I never did. I went to the public school.
Did you go to St. Augustine Institute at between 4 and 5?
Mm-hmm.
They had already started.
They just carried me there because they got, they're sorry for my mother having to carry me to the field and leave me in the white people's kitchen. That was what they did. And they would give me, I had a class, but it was by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the 3rd grade before I had a classmate.
You actually had a class by yourself at Seneca Institute?
Yeah.
And I cut into you. I said something about boarding. You said something about boarding school. Were you boarding then?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that
I didn't stay in, but it was a boarding school.
Oh,
it was
Seneca
a private church school.
That's what you're going to say, Seneca
Institute? Yeah, Seneca Institute was a church school.
It was a church school, and it was a boarding school.
Yeah.
And what did you do, go daily?
I went, the lady that was head of the school, they would carry me to school.
Carried you to school?
And I'd stay there until my mother would get come from the field. It's kind of like what we have now, taking care of
daycare.
Daycare.
Daycare center.
They didn't look upon it as daycare. They
no,
looked
ma'am.
Upon it as learning to read and write.
Uh-huh.
And which I did.
What was the name of the lady who came and carried you and took you over? Who was that?
Miss Goldsmith.
Miss Goldsmith? Was she teacher, your teacher too?
No, she wasn't my teacher.
Miss Goldsmith's just the one that brought you. Was she
yes,
a friend?
She was a teacher.
Oh, she was a teacher.
Of the school, but she lived out in town.
Was she a black teacher?
Yes.
She was a black teacher who lived in town and came to get you, and then
carry
you over there. Now, who was your teacher then?
My teacher was... Seemed like to me there must have been students that was there in school, as much as I can remember about.
Oh, I see.
And I remember once that when I got so I could write, I scribbled up something and carried to one of the teachers to read for me.
Uh-huh.
And she couldn't read it, and she gave it back to me and said, well, if you can read it, why everybody else can read it? And that was the end of that. And I was very small. And this school was made up of grown people. I was the only child there up until I was 3 years old. And after I got in the 3rd grade.
Until 3rd grade.
Instead of 3 years
eight,
old.
8 years old with 3rd grade.
And, no, I wasn't.
You must have been younger.
No, I wasn't 8 years old.
You started so early. So.
I said it. I was in the 3rd grade.
You were in the 3rd grade instead of saying 3 years old. Yeah.
Yes. And so two more children was taken into school. Of course, they were older than I was because they had been in school before. They came in as regular students, and I got to be in their class.
Now, when you were in school by yourself, were you in a regular classroom, or where were you?
I was all over the school block.
Oh, you just went all over the school? You
yeah,
just sort of carried from
the
room
boys
room.
And girls got me to carry notes for them.
Oh, I see. Were you ever in a regular learning situation? Did you sit down and actually do some
yes,
studies?
Oh, yes, I had to.
Oh, you had studies, too.
Yeah, I had books.
And you would do that in a classroom when
yeah.
you did that? Was it a classroom by yourself or a classroom
no, the
with other children were in it?
These were grown up.
The older kids?
Yeah.
And not the little kids, but older
No,
children.
I didn't receive no little kids until I was in the 3rd grade.
Right, okay.
There's all big people, and this one would teach me. And the other one, I guess they were people that were learning how to teach school.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
See, these were students.
What grade did Seneca Institute actually start? What was their actual?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
But when you were little, for about the first couple of years you were there, you wandered around and went to different classrooms
mm-hmm.
and taught by these older children.
Yeah.
I see, by practically adults. And then when you were in 3rd grade, you were in a classroom with two other children.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the way it started.
And then we developed on When I got into sixth grade, I played croquet so much, my mother could see me from the back door until she taken me out and sent me to the public school. The public school had so many children there until I didn't know which way to go. Mm. And they teased me and said that my father had gotten so poor he couldn't pay for me going to school. Oh. And I cried. This, when I was in the sixth grade, I cried every day that I was in school. Did very well in the seventh grade. In the eighth grade, I was sent back. That was as far as the public school at the seventh grade.
Where was this public school that you attended? Was that in Seneca?
Right in Seneca on Pine Street, right below me.
Oh, that was the black school that was across the street from where Ms. Alice Gasway lived.
Yeah.
On Pine Street, one block down from your house.
Yeah. It was, you see a vacant lot by my house.
Right.
A road, and then where the yellow house, yes, that's where the school class was.
Oh, yes.
And the teachers never did punish me in school. A teacher always bored with us. And the teachers would tell my mother things on me. And my mother did the punishing. Never been punished by a teacher. They would always tell mom.
Was this in the sixth and seventh grade, or the
other
year?
Yeah, sixth and seventh grade.
Because I remember you telling me earlier that the sixth and seventh grade were the worst 2 years of your life.
I learned a lot, but it wasn't a place that I enjoyed. It was misery. And I think that's why the lady to tell me that, you little ugly black thing, you'll never learn anything, because she didn't. She wasn't like the people that I had been around.
You had been treated to kindness in Seneca Institute, where here you weren't. And who was this teacher that, what grade was this that this teacher
this
said this
to you? This was a sixth grade.
Sixth grade teacher, and yeah, she said that to you?
Georgia Williams.
Georgia Williams?
Of Greenville.
Georgia Williams of Greenville. Tell us again what she said to you, Nan.
You ugly black thing, you never will learn nothing.
And what did you say to her years later when you saw
her? Well, I was able to give her an outline of some of the things that I had accomplished when I saw her a few years ago.
She was still alive 2 years ago when you saw her?
And I enjoyed talking with her because I talked with her so until I put her, she pretended she was asleep, but she wasn't asleep. She just felt bad over what she had said, and I was able to on what she said. She called me to push that much harder because I never did want to pick cotton and wash and iron for a living. I prayed to the Lord and asked him to help me to do something else other than picking cotton, washing it, ironing, and cooking for people.
Now, that the school that you were in sixth and seventh grade, we know where it was located. How would you describe the building? How many rooms were in it?
Well, it was a large building.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hardly. Well, the picture I get from it, I know it had a porch on the front side of it. And at the back side, it had some high steps.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a stage made in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was, what would you call that? Well, anyway, it was a hall. It was a place where the people would go for the program.
Mm-hmm.
And they had classrooms. They had a lot of classrooms.
You said some they were... Go ahead.
Some of the classrooms I didn't even go in.
Mm-hmm. You said there were so many children there. How many children would be in a classroom? How many children were in your sixth grade, for instance?
Oh, well, there was a lot of them. Back then, 30 children wasn't that was in the classroom.
It wasn't unusual to have 30
mm-hmm,
or more.
Yeah. And you had to, there were things that you, it was a must in a way.
What were these musts? What
were things? Well, in your general study.
Uh-huh. What did you study that you had to study?
Well, we had algorithm was made up of reading, writing, and arithmetic. English, science, history, and geography.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the, and if you wasn't able to answer the question, wasn't able to do your work, then they would keep you in at recess time.
Oh, I see.
That was
then.
One of the punishments, and another punishment was long hickories.
Long hickory sticks?
Yeah, that they used on you.
But did, you said your teachers didn't use that on you, though. They
no,
told your
I
mom.
Didn't. I didn't get no whipping in school. My whipping was at my home. But it wasn't because the teacher didn't offer to whip me. I missed a word in spelling, and the lady was going told me I ought to study my lesson. And I told her I did study my lesson. And he told me that you don't talk back to people. Well, I told him she talked to me, and I was just answering her question for her.
Was he the principal?
Yeah.
Do you remember who that was?
It was a Birch.
Principal Birch?
Yeah.
And all the teachers and the principal were black, right?
Yes, I had white teachers after I finished Sent Against It.
Later you did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How long was the school term each year?
About 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
In town.
Uh-huh. In Santa
And out in the rural section, there was 6 weeks. Very seldom you found the school was over 3 months.
Oh.
And then it was divided in summer month and winter month.
Mm-hmm. How about the school day? How long was each school day?
Well, it seemed like you'd go there around about 8 o'clock and you was out about 2 or 2:30.
Uh-huh. Did you have a lunch period?
Yeah.
Did you stay there for lunch?
You carried your own lunch.
Uh-huh. What kinds of things would you carry for lunch?
Well, any kind of food you could find.
Uh-huh.
You could find if you had a cow and you'd kill it, buttermilk, peanuts, just anything.
Yeah.
Back then, because we raised everything most of it.
Right. What about the recess period? Did you have games you played, or what did you do?
Yes, we played games, we exercised, and played ball. We played different games. We didn't play tennis or basketball.
Uh-huh.
Basketball wasn't on the scene.
Uh-huh.
But it was enjoyable, I guess, after you got used to it. The children got used to it, but I just never could. The children didn't act like the people that I had been around.
Right.
They would fight and things like that, and I hadn't been around nobody that would fight.
And in the institute, from those first grades up to 5, you had not had that, been around those kind of children.
No, I hadn't been around.
Do you think those children that you were in the institute with were from more privileged homes or something?
No, they were just older. They'd grown up. See, I was in school with grown people.
Yeah. Well, even in 4th and 5th grade, you weren't with little children? You were still with older
No,
kids?
We just had them 2 little children.
Uh-huh.
There were just 3 of us.
Three of you that went through 3rd, 4th, and 5th?
Yeah.
Oh, so you were, well, some of it, I bet, was because you were used to a lot of attention, too, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you have a lot of individualized attention?
Well, I think so.
Yeah, right.
A little more than I needed, I think.
Yeah, that might have been part of it. And then have to be with so many kids, it must have, it was a big change.
It was the worst change. In fact, the worst change I've ever been through. I've mm-hmm. been through a lot of changes, but that was the worst one I had ever been through. And it was at the point where I need to have something else. That's why I fight so about children dropping out of school.
Yes, ma'am.
I was at the place where I could have dropped out of school because of the condition.
Right. It was a bad age, too, because the age that you are going into 6th grade is you're having a lot of changes in your life.
And see, that little while, they just hooped and hollered.
You weren't used to that.
Never get over it.
Yeah, it sounded like it really made a real impression on you. It was an important thing in your life.
And it makes one on me now.
You still remember it so well.
I remember it, and then when I get with a group like that, I'm at a loss.
Still bothers you to be in a large group when it's uncontrolled, you mean?
Yes, I don't like I think there's no need of complaining and hooping and hollering over things. We can reason it out.
Right. When you went to...
I went back to the school.
Yeah, then you went back to Santa Fe Institute. Now, before we get to that, how far... you live... I started asking how far you lived from the school, but you only lived about a block.
I didn't use a block.
Yeah, because you just went... catty-cornered across the street, right?
Straight down the street.
Right.
And the other building was right behind the house, so to speak. I could have gone
out. Behind your house.
Yeah, I could have gone down through the backyard and on over to the...
Because you were on Pine Street and you could cross over to Poplar, right, where the Seneca Institute was.
Yeah.
Okay, now after you had the 6th and 7th grade at the school, the public school, you went back to Seneca Institute then as an 8th grader?
Yeah.
Now, what kind of a class did you find yourself in then? What was it like?
Well, I was in a class with grown-ups.
Again, they were all older?
Yeah.
Because
very few of the children from the public school went up there.
I see. How come you were allowed to go back? Your mother changed her mind? Or what?
They kept after her before ever I got into 7th grade and let me come back.
In fact,
they didn't want me to leave when she take me out. She take me out because I played croquet so much.
Oh.
She said I wasn't going to class.
She thought you were wasting time.
Yeah, and so she put me there, which made me worse with my time.
I see. So after you did those 2 years and you went back into the 8th grade there, but you were still with older children, still had some of the special attention.
Yeah, most of the children that were there were from the rural district. And children from the rural district was up in age before they would go, because they would just go to school and go to school, and they never did know what grade they were in.
Right. So you would have them in an 8th grade, but they probably weren't 8th grade age as we know it today.
Now you take the people that I graduated with. There were the three of us that were on the age of the group that we graduated with.
Were you back with those two children that you had left before?
Yeah, we went back.
Did they go back with you to public school,
too? Yeah,
they
went back. They went to public school, too. Our parents didn't like the way we were being trained.
So it was all three up.
And so we three went, and we got one more. There's four of us.
Now there were four.
Yeah. And because one went back with us.
Uh-huh.
And these four, when we graduated, the ladies that finished with ladies that were receiving company.
Mm.
We wasn't receiving company. Mm. And the instructors wanted us to wear long dresses like those women were wearing.
You mean by receiving company, dating?
Yes.
Going out with fellas?
Yes.
Oh.
And our parents, Mama, she had a dear friend's daughter that was finishing in. She wanted this lady to feel all at ease because I was younger than her daughter. And she made my dress a little bit longer.
Uh-huh.
But the other three late parents said they wasn't going to put their children's dresses down long because they didn't have more women ought to be at home.
And the other three children were girls, too.
Yeah.
There were four of you girls. Mm-hmm. And by the time you graduated, the other girls that you graduated with were much older. Now, how old were you about when you and these other three girls graduated? This was high school, graduating from high school?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was between 14 and 15.
You were young to graduate from high school.
Did
the high school end in 11th or 12th?
I believe it must have been, it was the 11th or the 10th.
Oh, 11th or 10th.
Yeah, because, the 12th grade wasn't added on until I began teaching.
Till later. Okay.
And we were in class with a bunch of old men. They had a hard time coming to school.
Now, who were these old men that came to school?
I remember one.
I'm sorry, we were interrupted by that phone call. You were telling me about some men that were in school with you, and they were older, and I was trying to find out who they were. But you said you didn't remember?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's all right. Well, let's get back a little bit to San Agustin when you were going there now. Who were your teachers that you had? Do you remember any of their names?
I don't think.
Do you remember anything about where they lived? Did they board or did they live right in town or what?
Well, I had one from Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
What was that name? Roach.
Her name was Roach?
She was from Columbia. And I had... I don't know. I had so,
oh,
I had
you
so
had,
many.
You had quite a few.
I had so many because, see, you had a teacher for every subject that you was taking.
Right, each of the individual subjects, and that would be a lot.
And some of the, and I always wondered, how could they teach me that when they wasn't that and hadn't been nowhere? And so we just blundered along together.
You didn't feel as if, what kind of training did they have? You didn't feel as if they had that much training?
They had training of some things, but some things that they were teaching. Now, I had a teacher to teach Greek.
Oh.
And she hadn't seen inside of a Greek book until they put them in school. Well, one advantage, that was my last year there.
Uh-huh.
And one thing, an advantage there, I got it from New York. The books came in from New York. And have I got a book with the key to the subject.
Right. To the Greek language,
yeah.
You mean? Oh,
all
okay.
The answers.
Oh.
Well, we used it. Uh-huh. I used it, and she, that's what she had to teach by.
Oh, my goodness.
And when I was helping her to pack, after school was out, the school was closing, and I was helping her to pack. I said, oh, I said, you got a book like, I said, I got a book just like this. She said, you had a book like, I said, yes, ma'am. I had, I said, two or three of us had books like this. And if I hadn't known it, I'd cause you to not to graduate right now, so you can't help yourself.
Too late. Oh, dear. Well, another thing I wanted to ask you, too. So you graduated from, you think, 10th or 11th when you were about 14. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, when you did that, what did you do? Did you go on to any other schooling?
I went to college.
Okay, and where did you go to college?
Morris College, Sumter.
What was the name of it again?
Morris
College
Sumter.
In Sumter, South
Carolina.
Okay, and did you have 4 years there?
I had 4 years.
And
in fact, I had 6 years, I guess I'd call it. I had 4 straight years there, but I had I'd taken this teacher's training in the evening. That was my evening study. So I could get me a certificate to teach on in a quick manner. You had to have teacher's training to get to teach.
Right.
And see, the 4 years, the man said that he didn't know what might happen to me within those 4 years while I was in school. And if I take that training in the evening, then I would have a certificate and I could teach.
Oh.
And I did.
Uh-huh.
And when... when that gave me, when time for me to get that certificate, the men in my class fussed about it.
Isn't that something?
I've always been in class with men outshared it later.
Uh-huh.
In my 4 years in college, I was the only girl in my class.
You were?
And I had one lady teacher the whole 4 years I was in college.
And all the rest were men?
Men.
The whole time you were in college. Okay, and if you were born, what, 1907, and 14, so this would be in the 20s, and you were the only woman, and you were also you only had one woman teacher. Mm.
And didn't keep her long.
Oh, they didn't?
I mean,
they got rid of her,
well,
too, huh?
She was married when she got pregnant, and they moved out.
Oh. But what did she teach, do you remember?
Well, she was teaching German.
Uh-huh.
And I asked her, how could she teach German, and she's born down here in Liverland, in Everville County.
It sounds as if you had a few languages. You spoke of Greek before and German. Which language? Did you take quite a few languages?
Greek, French, German. I took another.
Were you good at languages?
Well, at that time, I was as good as the teacher was because she didn't know it, and I didn't either.
You're learning together, right?
Because I went to Delaware Water Gap, Pennsylvania that summer. I had been there, and they had quite a few Germans working at that. And the words didn't sound like the German. That's what I told her. I said, and I got the fellas, the ladies that go, I had class. They were nice. They taught me. And I had French people teach me.
Oh, good.
And so therefore, when I went back to school with all that, I had something to talk about.
Right. Now, when you were somewhere, you were telling me, or sometimes, that you started teaching when you were 14.
I did that summer before I finished high school.
That was the summer before you finished high school. And I know you told me about that on the tape before. Would you just tell me about that? How did you get that job? How did you come to teach at the age of 14?
Well, the lady next door was a teacher, and she needed a substitute teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she got me to go with her. Okay. And
where was
her daughter? Central South Carolina.